In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hi everybody. Thank you for joining us today for this episode of Common Prayer. It is Tuesday, and I'm Kathy B. to guide you through our time together. And as I was preparing today, I read something from Dietrich Bonhoeffer in his classic book, Life Together, that I thought was worth sharing with you, because it just helped to frame and remind me again why we're doing what we're doing here. And here's what it says. The word of Scripture should never stop sounding in your ears and working in you all day long, just like the words of someone that you love. And just as you do not analyze the words of someone you love, but accept them as they are said to you, accept the word of Scripture and ponder it in your heart, as Mary did. That is all. Do not ask, how shall I pass this on, but what does it say to me? And then ponder this word long in your heart until it has gone right into you and taken possession of you. Isn't that great? Well, let's take some time right now to prepare our hearts to hear from that someone that Bonhoeffer refers to, the God that we love and who loves us completely and unconditionally and makes us whole. We'll have some moments of quiet right now, and then I'll read you our scripture for today. And our scripture for today is from Psalm 143. And here's what it says. Lord, you must hear my prayer, for you are faithful to your promises. Answer my cry, O righteous God. Don't bring me into your courtroom for judgment, for there's no one who is righteous before you. My enemies have chased and caught me and crushed my life into dust. And now I'm living in the darkness of death's shadow. My inner being is in depression, and my heart is heavy, dazed with despair. I remember the glorious miracles of days gone by, and I often think of all the wonders of old. Now I'm reaching out to you, thirsting for you, like the dry, cracked ground thirsts for rain. Pause in his presence. Lord, come quickly and answer me, for my depression deepens and I'm about to give up. Don't leave me now or I'll die. Let the dawning day bring me revelation of your tender, unfailing love. Give me light for my path and teach me, for I trust in you. Save me from all my enemies, for I hide myself in you. I just want to obey all that you ask of me. So teach me, Lord, for you are my God. Your gracious spirit is all I need. So lead me on good paths that are pleasing to you, my one and only God. Lord, if you rescue me, it'll bring you more glory, for you are true to your promises. Bring me out of these troubles. Since I am your loving servant, destroy all those who are trying to harm me. And because you are so loving and kind to me, silence all of my enemies. And I was just thinking, we're just all going through so much right now that we've never experienced before. And it's been hard, and it has been long. And we know in our heads, right, that God can and does use difficult and painful circumstances to at times correct us, but sometimes those very things are also God's, like, perfect tools that he uses to mature us, not to punish us. He's always more concerned about who we're becoming than how perfectly we're behaving. And in this psalm, David brings all kinds of requests to the Lord, and all of them, I think, can be summarized into two prayers. The first is hear me, and the second is answer me. The hear me part is about telling God our situation, no matter what it is, pouring out our heart to him, lamenting and even complaining. And the answer me part is about waiting with expectation for his answer with a trusting heart. And David starts his prayer focused on God's character, on his faithfulness and his righteousness. And he calls himself God's servant. He acknowledges his need. Can't you just feel, as I read it, his lament and his pain? Can't you feel it with him? He's being hunted down by this crazy person, King Saul, and he got to a place of total discouragement and where he wanted to give up, and he was plain depressed and his heart was heavy. The same David who was known as the one that was after God's own heart was depressed, discouraged, and his heart was heavy. And I hope that if you've ever wondered if you can express your unedited and real feelings to God, that this psalm lets you know that you have full permission to do so. David doesn't hold anything back. And I think it's because he knows God knew his heart, and he knows your heart, your angst, and your discouragement. So you can just let it all out. So I want to ask you, what do you need to pour out to God today, right now? Would you take a few moments now to thank God for the freedom that you have to pour out your heart to him? And now actually take some time to actually do it. What is it that you need to lament, to complain about, to vent about to God? Is it your kids? Is it distance learning? Is it how sick you are of this pandemic and how it's affected your life? Is it the divisions in our country? Is it your feeling of depression and heaviness? Just get it all out there and know that I'm doing it with you too. And then, though it doesn't seem totally logical, David shows us that we can hold two unlikely things together, both lament and trust. And let me hopefully try to explain to you what I mean by that. David switches gears, and after laying it all out there, he very deliberately puts his focus on God himself, and that eventually brings him to a place of trust. What does he do? He remembers God's tender and unfailing love. He acknowledges his need for God's light for his path. He acknowledges that his trust needs to be in God, not in his circumstances changing. He says he's got to hide himself in God. He tells him that he wants to obey God. He says, "You're my God. Your spirit is all that I need." And then he says, "Lead me on the paths that are pleasing to you, not the ones that will make my life easier." He's not able to magically trust right away, but he gets there by focusing his mind on remembering who God is. And he knows that that's what will change him and release him from all the angst he's feeling and give him a right perspective. He sees that he needs to get caught up in God and in pleasing him. Allow me to ask you, are you willing to ask the Lord to take you right where you are and to help you trust him more? Talk to him about that. And I think he wants us to know that it's okay if our trust is small right now, even the size of a mustard seed. Would you ask him to grow your trust and focus on his character? Take a few moments to remember and to thank him for who he is, for his faithfulness and his love, for his goodness. And then tell him, if it is in your heart, that even more than your desire that he changes your circumstances, that you really want to want him. Tell him that you need him and that you want to be pleasing to him. Heavenly Father, thank you for your full permission to tell you everything, to even complain and lament. We've poured out our hearts to you because you can handle it. And it's so good for our souls. We acknowledge that we can't live our lives or take any healthy steps forward apart from you. Help us to trust. Help us to remember that you're trustworthy and that you're present with us every moment. Help us to want you more than anything else and then experience the deep satisfaction and peace that you give to us as we trust in you. Amen.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.